Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 13th chapter, beginning with the 24th verse.
Glory to you, Lord.
He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who had sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from? He answered, An enemy has done this. The slave said to him, Then do you want us to go and gather them? But he replied, No, for in gathering the weeds you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field. He answered, The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they'll collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers. And they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. All right, you guys know what this is, right? These are flowers. Yes, flowers. They're flowers, but is there something in here that doesn't belong? Do you see something in there that doesn't belong? Do you see a weed? Anything? Nothing? Nothing stands out? Well, if I'm just going to pick one of these things out, do you know what this is? What is it? A dandelion. Dandelions are awfully pretty, aren't they? Any of you ever picked one for your mom? Maybe a bushel? They really appreciate it, don't they? They do. And they're pretty, aren't they? Pretty, yellow. They look like a flower, don't they? But do you know this is a weed? How many of you knew this was a weed before I just told you? All of you. Most of you. Half of you. That's pretty good. Yeah, it's a weed. But it looks just like a flower, doesn't it? Sometimes it can be hard to tell between what's a flower and what's a weed. And that's where we're kind of at when we listen to that gospel reading for today, too. What you heard. How can you tell them apart? How can I tell what a weed is? How can I tell what a flower is? We have a hard time with that, don't we? But there's one person that can tell the difference between weeds and flowers really well. Do you know who that is? This is the Sunday school answer time. God, Jesus, that's right. Jesus can tell the difference between our weedy self and our beautiful self. And he came and plucked out those weeds, our mistakes, and left a beautiful bouquet. Does that sound good? I hope it sounds good. Well, then please pray with me. Dear God, thank you for coming into this world and sending your Son, Jesus, to pluck out those weeds that sometimes can be deceptive and leaving us beautiful flowers for you to see us as. In your name we pray. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, not a parable that exactly plays to my strengths, a parable that talks about plants. You probably just saw the extent of my plant knowledge. I happen to know dandelions are not a flower. That much I know. It's not my strong suit. In fact, I'm such a horrible gardener that my mom, last time she came and looked at the garden behind, said, Wow, that's a lot of weeds. And I said, Where? I can't tell them apart. I seriously have a hard time. It's tough. I'm the kind of gardener that would probably come through with a lawnmower if they all look the same and say, Well, we're starting from scratch. It's just going to be grass. I have no idea what I'm doing, and I have no idea what I'm talking about when it comes to gardening. Anybody else in that boat, or is it just me? Wow, at least there's a handful of you that will understand my pain. It's a parable I have a hard time relating to, especially since I don't know wheat from weeds, gardening. How am I supposed to understand that? Well, I'm going to try and look at it in a slightly different way, but come back to talking about plants as well. I'm going to look at the history of us instead and try and understand what it is Jesus is talking about in this parable. Why is he talking about weeds and wheat? Well, when you start with the history of us in the Bible, there's a very good place to start. The beginning. That's always the best place to start. Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God said, "Let there be light." There was light, and it was good. God made the dome to separate the waters. It was good. God let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, fruits, trees of every kind on the earth, and it was good. God put the stars in the sky. It was good. God created sea monsters, every living creature that moves. It was good. God made wild animals of the earth of every kind, cattle of every kind, everything that creeps along the ground, and it was good. God made humanity. It was good. Much like today's parable, where the seeds start out, it was what? Good. Good. Great. Perfect. It was good from the start. When Jesus goes out sowing the wheat seeds, it was good. Perfect. Nothing else was there. But we know what happens next in the story, don't we? With all that good seed that had been planted, all the good that was there, an enemy, the devil, comes in and sows weeds in and among what was good, the wheat. Evil comes into the world. Sin's now in our lives, and things are no longer perfect as they had once been. The perfect field is now imperfect. Among the wheat come up all sorts of seeds, weeds, things that you think you could pull out. But by pulling them out, you risk pulling out the good wheat as well. Things are really tangled up. And this is where we're at when Jesus shares the parable. When Jesus comes into our lives, into the world, even after Noah, even after the kings, even after the prophets, Abraham, Joseph, Moses, the law, the exiles, the freedoms, John the Baptist, even after all that, all those people that had come before were still tangled up, like weeds and wheat, tangled. Evil seems to still be in full control, and there's nothing that we can do about it. But here comes Jesus, God's only Son into the world, a world where we can't tell a weed apart from a non-weed. And Jesus was, and still is, the only one that could or can. He takes the causes of sin and evil upon himself, all the weeds, and instead leaves the wheat. In his death and resurrection, things changed for all of us. And now through Christ, there's unconditional love, grace, forgiveness of sins, and everlasting life, where there had once been tangled weeds, death, sin, and hopelessness in a way. Well, there you have it. But there still remains one more question. It's great all that happened, that Jesus took the weeds and left the wheat. But why then is there still evil all around us? Well, evil's a lot like a dandelion, isn't it? You can cut off its head, but it seems to always come back. And I know you know very well, as I do, that evil is still all around us. All you have to do is log onto the internet. All you have to do is read the news. All you have to do is watch TV. Look out your own window sometime. Look at your own lives, and you can sometimes see evil around us. It's around in many different ways. And things are still happening. People against people, friends against friends, natural and unnatural disasters, family against family. It can be around, all around us in this world. It could even be in our own homes. But we know it's still very much here. And we may try to figure out who's the weed, who's the wheat, what's good, what's evil. But as I said before, I'm no gardener. and I know my luck. If I try to figure that out, having no clue about what's a weed and what's wheat, I'd probably be pulling wheat up like crazy. I'd be pulling flowers out of the ground. And you might have that same problem too sometimes. And you know, here's the real kicker. We're still the weeds too, aren't we? We know it. We know we're the weeds. Just as I said before, we're full of sin, making mistakes left and right, turning against others, sometimes intentionally, others not intentionally. We all sin, we all make mistakes. We are the weeds. But we're also the wheat. Thanks to Jesus and the grace and forgiveness of sins and through Him alone. What a conflict. What a paradox, in a way, to be simultaneously wheat and weed. Better described by Luther as being simultaneously a saint and a sinner. How many of you have heard that phrase before? Simultaneously saint and sinner, and know what I'm talking about today. Saint and sinner. We are both all the time. We're not one, we're not the other. We're both. And as we hear in baptism and Luther's explanations, our old selves, the weeds, they're daily drowned, and our new self, the wheat, rises, and we're made new. But it's always going on. It's endless in our lives. It's so tangled together at times, we can't sometimes pull one up without the other. We're not sometimes one or the other. We're both. Full of sin, and yet fully a saint. Knowing this can help with this parable too and what's going on in our own lives. In the end, Christ will bind up those weeds, all that sin, the old self, the old sinful self, all those mistakes that we've ever made, throw it into the fire for good when it comes time for the harvest. Gone forever, never to be seen again. And as a result, what does God see of us? He sees that good, perfect field full of wheat. Full of beautiful, perfect wheat. The good that was there in the beginning, it's still there and will forever be there, thanks to Jesus and the love of God, forgiveness of sins that He's given us. And then we will all shine like the sun in the kingdom of God. This is amazing news. And even though I don't know how much about gardening, this is wonderful news to be heard in this parable. Yes, weeds, evil, sin, still very much there. We know it. It's still tangling us. But the wheat is still perfect, still all that will remain. And while we might try to garden on our own, we can't. We might uproot our own selves by accident. We might try cleaning up the field, but there's only one that ever could and ever can truly do that, Jesus. So thanks be to God who sent Jesus, so we no longer worry about, am I a weed? Am I a wheat? Where am I? But instead recognize, yes, absolutely we're weeds. But through Christ, all that's left in the end is that perfect wheat, which is what we are. What an amazing promise for all of us to hear, and it never gets old. Amen.